Under Wisconsin's new voting maps, both Democrats and Republicans have a shot at gaining control of the state assembly. There are competitive districts scattered all over the state that could tip the balance in the chamber. We'll hear reports from three of them today. Here's the first from Wisconsin Public Radio's Rob Menser.
Hey!
Hi.
I'm Pat Snyder, state rep. How
when
are
Pat
you?
Snyder is out knocking on doors, there's one question he gets repeatedly.
Is it looking good, do you think?
So how's it looking?
Snyder is a Republican representing the 85th Assembly District. It covers the city of Wausau and parts of the surrounding area. And this year, it's one of the state's most competitive assembly districts. In 2022, Democratic Governor Tony Evers won it, and so did Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Under the old state voting maps, the district leaned Republican. New maps have made it more Democratic. In fact, Snyder's house is not in the 85th district any longer. He's rented an apartment in Wausau.
You know, I guess that's part of the politics, getting drawn out by about a block and a half. They didn't think I'd move.
Snyder chairs the Committee on Children and Families. He's advocated for child care funding and grants for victims of domestic abuse.
I have the 8 years on record of actually working across the aisle and getting some good things done.
But this could be one of Snyder's toughest campaigns. At the Mint restaurant in Wausau, Snyder's Democratic opponent Yiling Zhang says he's knocked on more than 15,000 doors in the district. He says voters are looking for a change.
Gridlock is one of the big issues. They're just tired of the partisan politics that's existing in Madison at this moment here.
If elected, Zhang would be Wisconsin's first Hmong state representative. His parents were refugees who fled from the Laotian government after the Vietnam War. They lost a child, Zhang's brother, as they crossed over to Thailand.
My parents taught me that whatever you're doing for folks that never made it. You know, you're living the life that people like my brother never got the chance to experience.
Zhang is the director of Wausau's Hmong American Center. He's a longtime member of the D.C. Everest School Board and the Marathon County Board. In ads and mailers, his campaign is targeting Snyder's record opposing abortion rights.
Hello. My name is Yiling Zhang.
Like Snyder, though, Zhang characterizes himself as a moderate. He says as much to David Kotz in a conversation at the door.
My joke with people is that I'm too conservative for my friends on the left, and I'm too liberal for the friends on the right here, because I like to work with both sides, you know. And
you can't get anything done if you don't.
Exactly, exactly.
A campaign mailer makes the same point. It includes a 2016 Facebook post praising Zhang as a rising star in the community. The post was from Representative Pat Snyder. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Rob Menser.
And I'm Danielle Kading. Wisconsin's 30th Assembly District covers parts of St. Croix and Pierce counties in western Wisconsin on the Minnesota-Wisconsin border. It includes the cities of River Falls and Hudson. The district leans Republican under the new legislative map, but just barely. River Falls Republican incumbent Shannon Zimmerman is running for a fifth term. He's a small business owner and member of the legislature's powerful budget-writing committee. Zimmerman didn't return WPR's request for an interview, but he told the Western Wisconsin Journal that despite the hyperpartisan nature of the job, he's willing to work with lawmakers from either party.
If there's one thing that I believe my colleagues on either side of the aisle would say is I bring a practical, common sense approach to some of the challenges that we face.
Zimmerman cites unfinished business as his reason for running. He points to GOP bills Governor Tony Evers vetoed that would have cut taxes for the middle class and retirees. On the assembly floor this year, he said favorable tax rates would keep seniors in Wisconsin and draw in others from Minnesota.
So there's a dramatic benefit here that we're taking advantage of, and I love it when I look across my district and seeing these people move in and staying in the area.
Zimmerman's Democratic challenger is Allison Page, the former Western Wisconsin Health CEO. She says Wisconsin can draw in people from other states and boost the economy by providing what families need, including access to affordable housing and child care. Page adds gerrymandered maps help shape the partisan divide, cementing Republicans' majorities in the legislature. While talking to volunteers, she says voters could elect a Democrat to represent the district for the first time in nearly 50 years.
It's winnable, and we think we're doing a hell of a job on the ground game.
Paige spends a recent Saturday knocking on doors in Hudson. It's a suburb of the Twin Cities that used to lean Republican, but it's voted for Democrats in recent elections. Paige runs into Stephanie Fox. She used to babysit her five kids.
Get out of here.
We're voting for you. You don't even have to, like, talk to us.
Fox says she'd like to see tax increases for people making $400,000 or more. She also wants more affordable health care along with abortion access in Wisconsin.
It literally is health care. And the women I know, you don't make that decision lightly.
It's a decision that Paige once made when she was pregnant with her fourth child and her health started to fail.
It was my decision with my husband, my doctors, and my God.
Zimmerman was among Republican lawmakers who introduced a bill that would have banned abortions after 14 weeks in Wisconsin, unless the mother is at risk of dying or the pregnancies result from rape or incest. Democrats are hoping the issue will motivate voters and help flip districts like this one. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Danielle Kading.
And I'm Sean Johnson in Green Bay. There were basically no competitive districts here under the old legislative map. Now there are two assembly districts that could go either way. The new 89th Assembly District covers territory that includes Lambeau Field, where both candidates were making the rounds before a recent Packers game. The Democratic candidate is Ryan Spouty. He's a local prosecutor making his first run for office. Spouty says he's knocked on lots of doors and talked to lots of voters.
The number one issue I'm hearing is the cost of living. The second issue is why can't you people work together? Just the gridlock that you see down in Madison.
The Green Bay region's voters are among the most coveted in Wisconsin's campaigns for U.S. Senate and president. Spouty is a big supporter of Vice President Kamala Harris, but says he's running a local race.
Honestly, most conversations, we don't get to the top of the ticket. I knock the door, I introduce myself, and I have my flyers in hand, and I want to get them engaged on what we can actually do here in Wisconsin first and foremost.
Spouty's Republican opponent, Patrick Buckley, is also making the rounds outside Lambeau. Buckley chairs the Brown County Board and used to be a police officer. When asked what his top three issues are as he knocks on doors, Buckley answers,
Economy. A lot of people are hurting out there, and we got to figure out what we can do as government to give them some sort of relief.
Now, Buckley says his experience is what makes him stand out. Like Spouty, he's calling for a cooperative approach in state government.
I like to take what I've learned there at the county now to the state level, because I think we need that there. We need to be able to get stuff done.
The calls from Buckley and Spouty to work together are a common refrain from candidates in these newly competitive legislative races. In tone, at least, the new maps have set up a different kind of campaign for the legislature. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Sean Johnson.
We'll have a story next week on the fight for control of the Wisconsin State Senate.